So this emphasizes that a woman's leadership in a household or a community, her industry, her productivity and her character is visible to all, acting as a pillar of the home. Distinguished guests, green growth is becoming increasingly critical across Zambia and the whole region. We are seeing clear changes in climate patterns, shorter growing seasons, longer dry periods and more unpredictable rainfall. And recently we have all witnessed the impact of extreme weather, from drought to heavy rains. And the European Union is proud to support initiatives that increase agricultural productivity and income while strengthening resilience to climate change.
And European Investment Bank says it is working with local financial institutions to expand access to finance in the agricultural sector. EIB head of the regional hub for Southern Africa and Indian Ocean, Jim Hodges, said Zambia Agricultural Value Chain Facility is being implemented in partnership with Zambia Industrial Commercial Bank and ZESCO. Mr. Hodges said the initiative leverages the bank's local expertise and outreach, with at least 30% of financing targeted at women or women-led businesses.
So we're very proud to be working with the two banks that are here tonight and in this facility. But this facility wouldn't be complete without the EU. The EU brings a risk-sharing facility to help the banks and to mitigate some of the risks so they can help and move into some of these areas. And they also bring technical assistance. So these three pillars of EIB lending combined with EU grants really makes this facility quite unique and quite innovative.
In the meantime, Limi emerged winner of a women-focused agribusiness pitch competition aimed at promoting innovation and green growth. Chief Executive Officer Zindawa Hanzala scooped the top prize after presenting a solution focused on supporting farmers and strengthening agricultural value chains. Speaking immediately after being announced as winner, Ms. Hanzala described the journey as challenging, dedicating the achievement to farmers who have continued to support the initiative despite financial constraints. The win will enable the organization to access financing from partner banks as well as mentorship opportunities to scale its operations. The Mulimi scheme provides services such as agricultural financing, insurance, extension services, and support in the marketing and sale of farm produce, which are accessible to registered members.
You guys are awesome. It is okay, even when we know that you cannot afford it, but for showing up for our meeting. And I also want to thank the trainers for the bootcamp. We have struggled as a social enterprise to understand how we will be able to turn our business into a commercially viable business.
President Hakainde Hichilema held an emergency meeting this afternoon with key government ministries and the New University of Zambia management to address sanitation challenges affecting higher learning institutions. President Hichilema directed the Ministry of Education, Health, Infrastructure and Water Development and Sanitation to conduct an immediate review of sanitation facilities at UNSA and in all public universities and colleges and present actionable solutions, further directing these ministries to collaborate with the Zambia National Service, ZNS, to expedite the interventions. During the meeting, the President directed the Ministry of Education and UNSA management to resolve the long-standing issues affecting lecturers and other academic staff. Reaffirming the critical importance of ensuring a safe and supportive learning environment for both students and academic staff, the President reiterated the importance of education as an investment, equalizer and inheritance deserving of every citizen. He stressed that sanitation is not a secondary matter, but that it is central to health, well-being and basic human dignity. This is contained in a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. In other news, United Party for National Development, UPND Chairperson for Legal and Constitutional Affairs, Jack Mwimbu, says the party stands ready to defend itself in court following a case filed against it. Speaking in Livingston, Mr. Mwimbu said a man named Charles Longwe has taken legal action claiming the party failed to follow its constitution by not holding a general convention. Mr. Mwimbu reiterated that the UPND is democratic and it respects its rules, adding that the party is already working on plans to hold the conference according to its procedures. He also expressed concern that Mr. Longwe continues to speak publicly about the issue while the matter is in court, stating that the party lawyers have been instructed to handle the case. Mr. Mwimbu advised that intra-party disputes should first be resolved within party systems before seeking legal redress, emphasizing that the UPND is confident and will strongly defend itself while respecting the law.
One individual by the name of Charles Longwe has sued the UPND, purporting to show that we have breached the constitution of the UPND by not going for the convention. I want to state in very clear terms that the UPND is a democratic party that obligates itself to ensure that we follow the constitution of the party. We are in the process of ensuring that we hold a general conference. If a member goes to court, let him proceed and prosecute his claims in court. It is not in the interest of the party for anyone who purports to be a member of the party to continuously disparage his own party. We have not issued any statement against this court action because we believe that he has the right to go to court if he so wishes.
In international news, Somalia's National Army has taken control of the biggest city in Southwest State, prompting the regional leader to resign 2 weeks after his administration said it was severing ties with the federal government. The strategic city of Baidoa, the largest in Southwest State, is home to international peacekeepers and humanitarian agencies in an era affected by drought, conflict and displacement. He had been in office for more than 7 years. His resignation comes days after he was re-elected for another 5-year term, an election the federal government said was illegal. Earlier on Monday, Somalia's federal forces entered Baidoa, which is about 245 kilometers, an equivalent of 150 miles northwest of the country's capital, Mogadishu, taking full control of the city and marking the start of a political transition. Still in international news, Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye has signed into law legislation doubling the maximum penalty for same-sex relations, making them punishable by up to 10 years in prison amid a crackdown on the country's gay community. The law, which was signed Monday and appeared in the official journal that was distributed Tuesday, passed by an overwhelming majority in the National Assembly and also includes criminal penalties for those found guilty of promoting or financing same-sex relationships. UN Rights Chief Walker Turk called the law deeply worrying after its passage in Parliament and said that it flies in the face of the sacrosanct human rights. The law punishes acts against nature, a term used to signify same-sex relations by 5 to 10 years imprisonment compared with 1 to 5 years previously. It also provides for 3 to 7 years in prison for those found guilty of promoting or financing same-sex relationships. According to media reports, dozens of men have been arrested under the anti-LGBTQ laws since February, when police detained 12 men, including 2 local celebrities, the start of a spate of detentions. We now take a break and will return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
And now, the Power FM Sports News.
double Olympic champion Caster Semenya says she intends to fight against the introduction of gender testing for the female category of the Olympics. A policy the South African insists undermines women's rights. The International Olympic Committee, IOC, unveiled the policy last week, and it is expected to become a universal rule for competitors in female elite sports.